Embolism is a typical pathological process of the blood or lymph transportation of emboli, particles and conglomerates not characteristic of the normal blood flow, such as thrombi, gas bubbles, pieces of tumor, bacterial clots, bone fragments, fat droplets, etc. An embolus is a detached intravascular solid, liquid, or gaseous mass that is carried by the blood or lymph to a site distant from its point of origin. Virtually 99% of all emboli represent some part of a dislodged thrombus, hence the commonly used term thromboembolism. Embolism should be considered to be thrombotic in origin. Inevitably, emboli lodge in vessels too small to permit further passage, which results in partial or complete vascular thrombotic thrombosis, pendulum with or counter to the normal blood flow or lymph flow. In the case of antegrade embolism, the patterns of emboli travel as follows, Virchow's rules. Emboli from veins of the major circulation of blood and the right of the heart move into the minor circulation. Emboli from coronary veins, the left of the heart, and the aorta are transported into arteries of the major circulation, such as coronary, cerebral, organ extremities, etc. Emboli from unpaired organs of the abdominal cavity are brought into the portal vein into the liver. In the case of retrograde embolism, emboli move against the normal blood flow. Paradoxical embolism is a variety of antegrade embolism with the emboli travel uncharacteristically due to the presence of pathologic anastomoses between the arterial and the venous parts of the circulation, intracordial septum defects, pathologic shunts. Embolism is an important component of various pathological processes and diseases such as oncogenesis, circulatory disorders, Divers disease, sepsis, etc.